Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today going to be mainly cloudy. We'll have a high near 67. At this hour, Kenosha is at 64 degrees. It's 60 in Burlington, Milwaukee 65, 64 also in Racine. Members of the Racine County Executive Committee and the Health and Human Development Committee spent several hours last night talking to officials for three Illinois nursing home operations deemed to be the best offers made for the Ridgewood Care Center to help determine which one could be the buyer. The two panels then talked things over and came to a conclusion about one of the three, but that information so far is being withheld, at least until this morning, so that affected individuals, including the employees of Ridgewood, can be notified. Now that one company has been targeted for negotiation on the potential sale, Corporation Counsel John Lehman says the next step in the process can be taken. Tells WRJN News a lot will be going into these talks over the next coming weeks as momentum starts to move the issue toward the county board.
This gives us that kind of cushion before we really have to see this, in the form of a resolution at the end of November. So we're hoping to have a resolution that could be submitted for first reading on the second and last board meeting of the month of November.
Lehman noting that the company recommended will also be taking a closer look at what Racine County may be offering in terms of the facility beyond just the initial offer. He's going to be bringing in a legal expert who's done these kinds of sales before, calling it a major one-time business move that needs that kind of attention. The Racine County Board not scheduled at this point to vote on the resolution about Ridgewood until December 20th. Budget times, tough for municipalities of late, perhaps no more than in the village of Mount Pleasant. Decisions are going to have to be made, some tough decisions, about a revenue shortfall of about $2.6 million going into 2017. Department heads told by village president Jerry Garski to come up with reductions to their individual budget proposals. Trustees were asked about their ideas for handling the deficit. A meeting will be scheduled next week to try to figure out what can be done. The head of Kenosha's Shalom Center, is cautiously optimistic that they're going to be getting an $850,000 federal grant next month, which would mean that their new homeless shelter could be opening up next July.
End of November, they're announcing. We checked on it. We pre-scored on it. We hired out and had it done professionally. Unless something happens and we are, for some reason, disqualified, the professional accounting firm thought that we scored higher than any grant, any of the 10 federal home loan grants they wrote this year.
Lynn Beast Carroll says homeless shelters qualify as low-income housing. In addition, a local foundation asking for anonymity, pledging up to $500,000 for the Shalom Center over the next 3 years. In Milwaukee, $75,000 worth of water filters going to be made available by the city to low-income families with pregnant women and children, that for dealing with lead from tap water. Mayor Tom Barrett announcing that the United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha Counties and four health systems are donating the money. Adding Racine County jail staffers will not only save on overtime costs, but also improve the overall mental health of the jail population. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, during a panel discussion on countywide mental health issues last night at the Ascension All Saints campus, as he did in his budget message Tuesday, noted that when the jail is shorthanded, inmate health issues take a backseat to security concerns. And keeping the jail adequately staffed, that should translate into healthier and happier inmates.
Within our mental health services at the jail, if we are potentially short-staffed, that comes secondary to public safety. So we have to make sure that we're adequately staffed in our jail so we can adequately treat our inmates with the respect and care that they need.
Last night's panel discussion, part of the third annual Bridging the Gaps in Mental Health Symposium. A warning about the safety of food grown in flooded fields from Wisconsin agricultural and consumer protection officials. They say floodwater contains pathogens, chemicals, or both, which can contaminate produce directly or indirectly. Food safety spokesman Peter Hasse with the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says if floodwater has touched the produce, it should not be sold or consumed. American Red Cross Wisconsin Region deploying close to 36 trained volunteers and staff members in response to Hurricane Matthew striking Florida and other southern states. The impact to be determining the level and direction of Wisconsin Red Cross help. Meanwhile, the Red Cross is encouraging blood donations, also financial donations, the latter to online redcross.org, Phone number 1-800-RED-CROSS or by texting Red Cross to 90999. And the head of FEMA says the worst of Hurricane Matthew may still be ahead. On NBC's Today Show, Craig Fugit said that people should not be looking at the lack of major damage to this point in southern Florida and assume this storm still is not going to pack a punch.
The real danger still is storm surge, particularly in northern Florida and southern Georgia. These are very vulnerable areas. They've never seen this kind of damage potential since the late 1800s.
Storm surge just like with Hurricane Katrina. A Racine man, 49-year-old Harry Fumick, charged Thursday with first-degree intentional homicide for allegedly strangling a woman to death, hiding a corpse for dumping her body into a dumpster behind the Sunshine Supermarket at 16th and Taylor, plus robbery by use of force. Police contacted by a man who said he had helped Fumick dump something he later learned was a body into a dumpster under the balcony of an apartment above the grocery store. The container, though already picked up by the time police got there, they later found the victim's body at the landfill site. Fumick allegedly said that the victim owed him money, so he wrapped an electric cord around her neck, didn't realize she was dead until she went limp. He's then accused of rifling through her pockets, taking money and methadone, which he later sold. Fumick jail and $500,000 bond. He'll be back in court next week. A Racine woman, Julia Ryder, charged with first-degree reckless homicide. She allegedly provided the heroin that led to a Mount Pleasant man's death last Christmas Eve. She's also charged with delivery. The victim, 25 years old, found dead in his parents' home. Criminal complaint indicates Ryder was identified through text messaging on the victim's phone. She, by the way, did not appear in court for a scheduled initial appearance this week. In Eau Claire County Circuit Court, a judge there says that the Racine man accused of killing his sister with a knitting needle will get a competency hearing now that formal murder charges have been filed against him. James Bonskowski, 72 years old, a Vietnam-era veteran, has no criminal record, told the judge he suffers from dementia and that his memories from last weekend when his sister was killed black in his word. Over 24 people got arrested yesterday morning in the Racine-Kenosha area, the culmination of a rather lengthy investigation into drug and gang activity.
The FBI says the gang, the Maniac Latin Disciples, operated a continuing criminal enterprise that included drug trafficking, armed robberies, and involved multiple shootings. During the raids, warrants were served in Racine, Kenosha, Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, and Caledonia, along with New Berlin and in northern Illinois. 26 people were arrested. However, officials say two men remain at large. Cocaine and marijuana were confiscated along with three guns, ammunition, body armor, and more than $80,000 in cash. Officials say the leaders and a majority of the members of the gang were arrested. Federal and state charges are expected to be filed. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Candidates for Racine County District Attorney squaring off at a forum last night sponsored by the Racine Interfaith Coalition got a little testy with some of the members of the audience arguing at times with the candidates over their views. Noting that a lot of people shot and killed by police have been diagnosed with mental illness, each of the candidates asked about the criminal justice system and dealing with those who have that problem. Democrat Tom Binger said he would create a mental illness court.
This puzzles me. A lot of other counties do. Kenosha has had one for many years. It's a grant-funded program for the state of through the state of Wisconsin, so it's not even our taxpayers that need to pay for it. I don't know why Racine doesn't have one, but that's going to be one of my top priorities if I'm elected district attorney.
Republican Trish Hansen noting that the county has a successful mental health diversion program.
Because a mental health court forces mentally ill people to come into a very anxiety-driven situation by bringing them to the courtroom. Our plan is to screen those folks out in the morning, bring them to the new program that the county has announced just this week at the budget meeting. County Executive Jonathan Delgrave is actually buying a new facility to provide additional beds like we have in our SAIL program on Taylor Avenue to provide crisis counseling for people who are mentally ill.
Candidates also asked about other diversion programs to keep people out of jail, if marijuana should be legalized, and their track record in prosecuting violent crime. The winner November 8th to replace current DA Rich Cipetti, who's decided against re-election. WRJN.com. Our webpage has our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.